This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Into the whole show, we're starting this program off with a bang. We've got Brian Howell. He's a Buffs insider, publisher at BuffBlitz.com, covering the Colorado Buffaloes and recruiting for On3. Brian, my man, happy Friday to you, my friend.
Happy Friday to you as well.
What's new? I get emails from all these different, you know, administrators, sports guys, whatever, and I saw this one. Came across my desk the other day. Didn't think much of it, Brian, but you and I were going back and forth last night. Saw a tweet from somebody saying, and we're talking about like practices and what you guys aren't able to do. And I want to unpack this with you, my friend. I'm assuming you've seen the email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We all got the email and just kind of, detailing the open practice the other day. And, you know, frankly, I didn't think much of it either.
I didn't either, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's sort of standard procedure.
So an email comes out the other day, and it's like, hey, no devices, cell phones, tablets, cameras, video equipment, audio recorders for Buffs practice. No documentation, no note-taking of any kind, written, typed, dictated, or otherwise. So talk to me about that. Is that a normal thing? Because I went to a practice up north the other day, and I had my cell phone in my pocket, took a couple of pictures, I'm taking notes. Is that a normal thing to say, hey, no note-taking of any kind?
Yes, I would say yes. I think it happens a lot. I mean, Tad Boyle does it for CU basketball. It's just there's no written policy like that, and we can have our cell phones. It's just this sort of thing. You can come to practice, but you know, don't report on injuries and schemes and things like that. And, you know, personnel groupings, you're not supposed to report on that. So it's sort of understood. And, but I think it's more that it was written out the way it was. And, you know, in some ways it's kind of funny, you know, like there was something in there about no illustrations. And I immediately thought of the movie, The Natural, where the sports writer Max Mercy, you know,
yes,
does the illustrations of Roy Hobbs. And I'm like, oh, dang, I was going to do an illustration of Julian Lewis, but now I can't. So, things like that were kind of funny, but it took on a life of its own nationally by a couple of people that just don't understand and, ran with it.
Well, and that's what I wanted to bring up, this Tony Farmer. I'm not sure. I think he has a podcast, Brian. I'm not 100% sure. But he tweeted it last night with the email included, and he said he had some sources that are saying that this was non-football reasons for locking practice down. So I wanted to have you on here with us to clear that up first off.
Yeah, I'd love to know who his sources are, if he has any, because if he does, they're wrong. Frankly, if there were non-football reasons for it, they would just not let us in like they normally do. The two practices this week are the first time we've watched a practice in about a year. I mean, last year they did a practice at DPS Stadium in Denver and let the public in. That was the last time we've seen a full practice. So if there was non-football things they were trying to hide, just close the gates like you always have. I mean, this was something they wanted to do, and it's everything I've been told is it was totally Coach Prime's idea to let a few fans in and the media just come watch and just give us the opportunity to watch with our own eyes the players that we're seeing or that we're writing about.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy to me, because I went through the email a lot after seeing this tweet last night, and I'm digging in and I'm not seeing anything that would make my brain go, oh, there's something going on outside of football, and that's why everyone's, you know, hush-hush at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's nothing. It's frankly, just that. I mean, I think the thing that has, at least what I've seen, there's been a lot of journalists that have commented on this. The one thing is taking the cell phones away, which, yes, that part is unique. The only time I've ever had my cell phone taken away is under Coach Prime. You know, there's been a couple of meetings we've had with him, closed door things that, you know, are off the record type things where you have to leave your phone outside the room because that's just, but that's how he is, right? I mean, he's just a little paranoid about you don't want anything recorded, right? Secretly or whatever. And so that part's a little unusual, but at the same time, we were sort of talking about it among the media after Tuesday's practice when we did it, like, it was sort of refreshing to not have your phone for a couple hours and, you know, and just not have that ability to look at your phone all the time. And we talked to each other and we watched practice. And I actually met a fan there that she was standing there watching practice. And I went up to her just because she had a regular watch on. I said, "Hey, what time is it?" You know, because I didn't have the phone. And, you know, and then had a nice little 15-minute conversation with her. You know, talking about the Buffs, and so it was great.
Yeah, well, and yeah, I mean, sometimes just freeing yourself from that device when you go to a practice, you're able to kind of take everything in a little bit more instead of just hurrying to post something, get some kind of information. So I get what you're saying there, but it's just crazy. It is unique to me reading the email. And again, when I first got it, I kind of ignored it. I didn't think much of it. And then seeing the post last night, digging in, going, okay, seems kind of odd, but then again, that's kind of how Coach Prime is, Brian. I mean, he's kind of been like this for a while, so this one is not like breaking news. It might be odd news, but this is kind of who he is.
Yeah, no question. And frankly, the only difference is we've always been able to not report on the things in practice because we can't see it. The only difference is now we get to watch it. And so, we all honestly, the general opinion of those in the media that got to be there was it was great. We were happy that Coach Prime let us in the building and be able to watch practice. It's what we've wanted. And to see two in 1 week was fantastic. I mean, I could probably still count on one hand the amount of practices I've seen under Coach Prime, and two of them were this week. So it was great.
Well, and Brian, I remember one of the times I made my way down to Boulder and you were kind of leading me around. It was, I think it was like a media day and we got to go watch practice in the stadium and stuff. And I remember that was back, I think that was Mel Tucker, Brian. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm with you and you're just like, "Hey, let's go down on the field. It's open. Let's walk down there." We walk down there and then someone grabs us and says, "Hey guys, you can't be down here. You got to be up there." So I recall that vividly. CU practice has always been pretty buttoned up.
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes. I mean, this is my 17th year covering them, so I've seen both sides of it. And, you know, John Embry's first year, he's totally open. Mike McIntyre's first year, I think the first 2 years, maybe totally open. Mel Tucker every once in a while would let us in. Carl Durrell every once in a while. But, yeah, for the most part, this is not a Coach Prime thing. I mean, I talked to my friends who cover Utah. And when Kyle Whittingham was there, they never watched practice, like not even a 10-minute period, you know. So it's common around the country. And football coaches are just paranoid. They don't want people in there seeing what they're doing.
It's crazy. And I get it to an extent. But, yes, football coaches more so than any other type of coach are very secretive about their stuff.
No question. I mean, and part of it, I've heard this about Brennan Marion, the new OC, that he's very much like that. And so I could see where part of that is coming from him as well. Like, I don't want people to see my offense yet, you know? They're paranoid about it. It's not like those of us in the media are going to do that anyway and report on, "Oh my gosh, you should see this play that they're doing." You know, it's more of, it was just nice to be out there and see the guys and see for your own eyes, like, oh, they are bigger at this spot. You know, they are fast at this spot. So it was kind of fun to see that.
Brian Howell joining us, talking all things Buffs. All right, Brian, so outside of that, obviously we get you on here Fridays, chat all things Buffs, but I wanted to kind of clear the air about that deal. But what else has kind of stood out to you as we're getting closer and closer to that opening kickoff for the Buffaloes?
Yeah, really just high energy from this team, and I think that there's a lot of sort of quiet confidence on this team that they're going to be pretty good, and maybe not like Big 12 title contender good, but like, they would probably think that, but I think that there's this confidence they're going to be a winning team and surprise a lot of people. And there's some good playmakers on this team on both sides of the ball, and I think that they're going to be a lot of fun to watch, especially offensively.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, man. Brian, I know you got to run. I'm glad you could make this work because I know you're getting set for the day ahead for all things Buffalo. So appreciate your time as always, and I'll look to catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brian Howell. Interesting. So, Michael, this Tony Farmer shared this tweet last night. Tony Farmer says 49ers talk, sleuth, creator, host of Last Men Standing, the Last Men podcast. And he shared the email and said, let me find it here. Holy crap, I've never seen anything like this. And my source tells me that there are non-football reasons for it. Deion Sanders, Colorado University, sent this to members of the media prior to practice. It says nothing observed at practice may be reported, and if so, they can expect the revoking of their credentials. Reporters can't even take notes. And he writes, this is amid the backdrop of Shiloh Sanders' August 31st trial date for a bankruptcy issue. Now, here's where I go. I got this email on the 10th of August. And it's Colorado football will hold practice open to the public on Tuesday, August 11th. Media attending both practice and the media availability. Blah, blah, blah. No, you can leave a backpack with them upon your arrival. And they will take those to a different room during practice and escort you up to that room as practice winds down. Note to media, observation only. This practice is open for viewing purposes only. It is closed for all reporting, recording, and documentation purposes. Nothing observed at practice may be reported, published, posted, broadcast, or otherwise shared in any form. No devices, no cell phones, cameras, video equipment, audio recorders, smart glasses, don't even know what those are, and any other recording capable devices are prohibited. Devices will be bagged and stored and returned upon leaving. So it reads odd. Now, like, it says no documentation, no note taking of any kind, written, typed, dictated, or otherwise. No photography, videography. I will tell you, Mike, so I was out at CSU practice on Tuesday, and I was taking notes. I had my phone out and my little note app, you know, and I'm writing down certain numbers, guys that are sticking out to me, whatever. We are told, and this has been the way I can remember under Jay Norvell, under Jim Mora, Steve Adazio, Mike Bobo, like certain portions of practice you can't video, you can't take pictures. Most of the stuff you can take is it needs to be wide shots. So you can take like action shots of a receiver going up for a reception, stuff like that. But we're never able to take like formations. You know, you don't want to see formations, a play roll out. Depth chart talk. I mean, I even cleared it up when I said, hey, Farrar just completed a long pass. Is that cool? Because I know that there's a deep quarterback conversation going on. So I will say it's always kind of buttoned up when you go to football practices. That's just kind of how it is. But it does read odd. It definitely reads odd the way, you know, it's no note taking of any kind. So it's just observation.
Yeah, the note-taking and the phone confiscation, to me, is a little trust issues. But I totally understand them saying, we don't want you to film. We don't want this right. is for us only. You can take some notes. Don't, you know, give away any secrets.
Yeah.
I understand.
And again, it's like this had nothing to do with any kind of ongoing court case or anything with Shiloh in this email. So to read into that was odd to me. Big Hub says, so what's the point in going or covering? That ruins the point of my job. I don't know. I guess you just observe. You're there to observe. Take it in. But you're not taking... And that's a lot of times what I do, Mike. I mean, yeah, I was taking notes the other day, but a lot of time you're just there at practice, getting the vibe, what have you. And it's you know, you walk away from it. That's why, you know, covering training camp stuff in August for college football... It's still kind of a crapshoot, and you're just out there to be a part of it. But no, their football coaches are very, very guarded, 100%.
And I understand that, but I think the NFL does a better job with this. And maybe it's because the NFL has more power.
Based on what?
Well, because like you can, there's actual reporting, and they do talk about injuries.
Yeah, but the media has been shut off all week. Their last day to be out at training camp was Tuesday or Wednesday. So they haven't been able to be out at practice since because it is game week.
So for
the Buffs, it's starting to feel like game week.
They've been able to be transparent, and none of them have said, all right, the Broncos are going to run this formation this amount of time. I feel like the NFL does it a little better, and maybe they can because there are less teams. But,
Michael, to be fair, Sean Payton was very strict, especially his first year. I mean, he would tell media members, like, hey, you can't be talking about this. There were things that they told radio guys, like, you can't even be talking about a certain situation. So I think they're all like that. I think it makes sense to me, but it is kind of odd, like, no note-taking, written, typed, dictated, or otherwise. No sketching. Like, who's sitting there sketching practice out? That's odd to me.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. If they all do it, it's not as big of a deal. Like, it sounded like a bigger deal at the beginning.
Well, the tweet that went out,
Whittingham is like this as well. Is that takes a load off my mind of maybe Prime is a bit crazy about this, but.
I'm failing to find where it says anything in here that this is like non-football related, and this is what the tweet. Brian and I were talking about it last night, and I was like, "Who is this guy?" And I'm not disrespecting the guy. I'm digging into the email, and I wasn't able to find anything that led me to believe this was a non-football reason for showing up. So I don't know. It's odd, and you know, I remember. My first day ever going out to like CSU practice, I videoed something, okay? And it had audio to it, the video. And I'll never forget a good friend of mine, Justin Michael. He texted me and said, "Hey dude, your video has audio under it. Just looking out, man, you can't have any audio." And I was like, "That's weird, but okay, cuz it's literally just guys hitting each other, and that's all you can really hear." But they're strict. That's just how it is. So the email definitely reads odd, but I don't think this one for Coach Prime is one of those big deals to worry about. Smitty says, "I can't wait for Keeler's first column after Dion leaves." Yeah, how do you think that one will play out? That'll be fun to...
Leaves or is forced out?
Well, he ain't going to be forced out for a bit because that buyout is ridiculous.
Yeah, but... I will be curious to see
if Sean does like a tell-all. Because, again, for those of you not following along, Sean Keeler is one of the reporters that he's not allowed to ask questions. He can't talk to Coach Prime because he wrote something a couple years ago and Coach Prime didn't like it. And said, "Man, why do you dislike us so much, all this?" And then basically from that point on, he was shut out, Mike. I mean, there were times where, like, I remember Sean Keeler trying to interview, like, Warren Sapp. Just, like, turn a shoulder to him. Just ignore him. Just kept it. Just as soon as Sean would start asking something, he would interrupt him and say, "Okay, next question." And Sean just kind of stood back. It was very disrespectful how that went down. There's going to be reporting. There's going to be people that are critical of your job. That's just how it is. You get into this business, you know that people are going to be critical of what you do. And Coach Prime's response to that was, "That guy can no longer..." The Denver Post, Mike. The Denver Post. Cannot ask questions. And it was CBS, too, that he was pissy about, even though he does like... He did... I think he does... I don't know if he does it anymore, but he did like a weekly one-on-one interview with Romy Bean, who was with CBS locally. So I thought that was interesting. He's a guarded dude. He does things... his way. Love it or hate it. I tend to lean toward this latest thing. It's more of a not that big of a deal. It just reads wrong saying, "Hey, put your cell phone in this bag and we'll get it back to you after practice."
Yeah, it's not like school where they have to take their phones away because some kid's going to use the internet to find the answer on the test.
Yeah, that wasn't my – I didn't have that growing up. We didn't have the cell phones yet.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, probably a good thing. 25 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. It is Friday. Broncos football. We got Broncos in action tonight. What to look for in this first preseason game for the Denver Broncos. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The countdown to kickoff begins with training camp. KFKA puts a spotlight on the Greeley West Spartans tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.